Part 3. The Deathbed. During the years, no one could understand why the Reverend wore the veil. A few people in town decided that perhaps the Reverend was mad. But for most of the people of Milford, the Reverend became a problem. He could not walk down the streets of Milford because some people turned away from him, and others annoyed him. He could not take his usual walk to the cemetery at sunset, because there were people behind the tombstones who wanted to see his black veil.
Reverend Hooper doesn't go to the cemetery anymore, because the ghosts of the dead sent him away,
said one woman.
That doesn't surprise me,
said another woman.
Who knows what he's hiding behind that awful veil? It frightens me terribly.
He was quite upset, because the children of the town ran away when they saw him on the street. Their fear made him understand that some kind of ghostly horror was hidden in the black veil. He hated it, and never wanted to pass in front of a mirror and look at himself. The people of Milford started believing that the Reverend was greatly disturbed by some horrible crime. The poor man lived in a dark cloud of sin and sadness, so that love and friendship could never reach him. The wind respected his terrible secret, and never blew it aside.
Ghosts and devils meet with Reverend Hooper behind that black veil,
said an old woman.
Yes, ghosts, devils and evil spirits too,
said her husband. On the other hand, the black veil made Hooper a very efficient reverend. He became a man of power and a very important religious leader in his area. Many people on their deathbed wanted to see Reverend Hooper. But when he bent over to say some kind words to them, they shook with fear because their face was so close to the veil. Strangers travelled long distances to go to the Reverend's church and look at him. Governor Belcher once asked the Reverend to give the important election sermon. This was a great honour in the Puritan community, and he was very pleased. The election sermon told the people that only a good member of the church could govern them well. Reverend Hooper lived a long, religious life. He was a kind, loving man, but no one loved him, and most people were afraid of him. As the years passed, he became known as Father Hooper in the New England churches. Father Hooper's time to rest came soon. Many people were present near the deathbed of the old Reverend, but there were no relatives. There was a doctor who tried to make his last hours less painful, and other members of his church. There was also the Reverend Clark of Westbury, a bright young man who hurried to the deathbed of Father Hooper. And there was Elizabeth, whose calm love lasted through the years of loneliness. Father Hooper's head lay on the death pillow, with the black veil still covering his face and moving with each weak breath. It separated him from a woman's love and from friendship. It kept him in the worst of all prisons, his own heart. And now it still lay on his face, had made the gloom of the deathbed even darker. For some time, the Reverend's mind was confused. It moved between the past and the present. He was ill, and his body moved from one side of the bed to the other. But even during these moments, he did not want to lift the black veil from his face. Elizabeth was sitting next to the deathbed, and she too was careful not to lift it. The old Reverend was very weak and could hardly breathe. The Reverend of Westbury went to his side and said,
Dear Father Hooper, the hour of death is close. You are a religious man. Please don't leave this world with the black veil on your face. Are you ready to lift it?
The young Reverend of Westbury gently bent forward to lift the veil. But suddenly, to everyone's surprise, Father Hooper put both of his hands on the black veil. Never, he cried. Never on this earth.
dark, old man!"
cried the frightened young reverend.
"What horrible sin are you taking to the next life? Tell me!"
With his last breath, Father Hooper sat up in his bed, and everyone was surprised. "Why are you afraid of me?" he said, looking at the people around his bed. "Aren't you afraid of each other? Has everyone avoided me all these years only for my black veil? Why is this veil so awful? Are you afraid of the mystery that it hides? I look around me, and I see a black veil on every face."
"Oh!"
exclaimed the young reverend. There was a gloomy silence in the room, and everyone stared at the deathbed and at Father Hooper. The people around him were frightened and moved away from one another. Father Hooper fell back upon his pillow with a weak smile on his lips. He was dead. He was put in his coffin and buried with the black veil. And his face is now dust.